愿主耶稣纪念大家平安。
May the Lord's peace be with everyone.
我们请看诗篇的五十六篇第八节。
Turn to Psalm 56.
诗篇五十六篇第八节。
Psalm 56, verse 8.
诗篇五十六篇第八节。
Psalm 56, verse 8.
请你读。
56, verse 8.I will hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest.
诗篇五十六篇第八节。
Excuse me. Psalm 56, verse 8. Thou tells my wanderings, put thou my tears into the bottles. Are they not in thy book?
上礼拜老小弟从厄瓜多尔离开他们。
Last week I departed from Ecuador.
那最后他们唱了一二三赞美诗的一二三。
And they have seen hymns 1, 2, 3.
那是一首惜别的诗。
That is a departing, farewelling hymns.
我看到很多人眼中都充满了眼泪。
I see many people have tears in their eyes.
我觉得很讶异。
I was very amazed.
因为我从来不认识他们。
Because I do not know them before.
我们只有相聚十天。
We only gathered together about 4 days.
但是这次因为很多人得圣灵。
But this time many people received Holy Spirit.
他们有两年多都没有聚会，没有工人去探访他们。
They haven't had service about 2 years. No worker have visited them.
他们自己有聚会了。
They have a service by themselves.
我相信那个泪水是感激神恩典的泪水。
So I think a tear is a tear of appreciation.And also thanksgiving to God.
这边提到说，我几次流离，你都记数。
He says that thou my wanderings put thou my tears into the bottle.
那你把我眼泪都装在你的笔袋里面。
So you have put the tears into thy bottle.
都记载在你的册上。
So thy not in thy book.
我们是神的儿女。
So we are children of God.
如果我们的儿女哭泣的话
，If our children is crying. And,
我们都非常的疼惜，我们非常的爱护，非常的舍不得。
So we have, will be feel very, loving to them and, sorrow.
我们如果哭泣的话
，So if we cry,
神也是非常的珍惜。
God also, remember us.
所以会把我们的眼泪装在皮带里面。
So he will put our tears into, thy bottle.
我们都是流浪的人。
So we are, people living in foreigner.
我们常常有很多的眼泪。
Sometimes we have a lot of tears.
但是神都看见。
But God has seen our tears.
神都会珍惜。
And God will remember them.
今天我们来谈谈约瑟哭了五次。
So today we'd like to talk about, Joseph that had cried five times.
第一次他是看到便雅悯情不自禁的就哭了。
So first time he has seen
Benjamin,
and then he was crying.
第二次他被犹大的那种爱心跟孝心感动的哭了。
The second is that he seen Judah's honor to the parents and he was moved to tear.
第三次他跟爸爸见面的时候哭了。
The third time he had meet with his father, he has shed tears.
第四次他的爸爸死了，他哭了。
The fourth time that his father has passed away, then he shed tears.
第五次他了解神的旨意，哭了。
The fifth time he understood the will of God, and he has shed tears.
相信这些眼泪都是装在神的笔袋里面。
I believe all these tears has put into God's thy bottle.
我们从他的哭泣来学习。
From his tears that we can learn the lessons.
我们看创世纪四十三章三十节到三十四节。
Look at Genesis chapter 43.
创世纪四十三章三十节到三十四节。
Genesis chapter 43 verse 30 to 34.
四十三章的三十节。
Chapter 43 verse 30.
后来约瑟的哥哥带便雅悯来敌粮。
So the Joseph's brother brings Benjamin and come forward
来买食物啊。
To buy some food.
那三十节。
Verse 30.
我们看二十九节。
From verse 29.
约瑟几目看见他同母的兄弟便雅悯，就说：“你们像我所说的那位小兄弟，就是这位吗？”耶稣问他的兄弟：“你们说的那位小兄弟，就是这位吗？”
So then the brother has asked Benjamin, The little brother, it's his brother.
约瑟这样问。
So Joseph asked this way.
没有等到他的兄弟这样回答他。
He did not wait his brother to answer him.
他马上就说，小儿啊，愿神施恩给你。
And he says, the younger brothers, may God bless you.
其实约瑟非常的想念他的弟弟。
In fact, Joseph very missed his brother.
所以讲这句话的时候，其实他眼睛已经充满了泪水。
So when he talked this way, that his eyes were full of tears.
所以二十节说，约瑟爱弟之情就发动了。
And so the
三十节
verse 30 has it's mentioned that Joseph made it hastened.
他爱弟之情就发动了。
For the power yearning up on his brother.
他就赶快的找个地方去哭啊。
So he sought a way to weep.
就进入自己的屋里面去哭了一场。
So he entered to his chamber and he wept there.
我们可以想象他一定哭得非常的伤心，又不敢让人家知道。
So we can imagine that he was wept, his weeping, and he does not want people to know.
31节，他洗了脸出来，勉强隐忍。
So verse 31, he washed his face and went out.
他把他哭泣忍住啊。
So he reframed himself.
然后就摆设宴席。
And he sat on bread.
然后第三十四节他给他们的兄弟每个人都分一些食物。
So in verse 34, that he has given some of the food and bread to his brother.
那便雅悯比别人多得五倍。
So Benjamin had received five times more than others.
我们看到约瑟对弟弟非常有情分。
So we can see that Joseph has many loving care toward his brother.
圣经讲这个兄弟是为患难而生的。
The Bible says that brotherhood was born during trials and tribulations.
我们中国人说打老虎捉贼啊，都是要亲兄弟啊。
So the Chinese saying that
如果你要去打死老虎或是要抓贼啊，你都要是亲兄弟啊。
If you want to kill a tiger and also to catch a thief, that you must go with your sibling brothers.
所以我们跟兄弟不可以相争。
So we shouldn't have argument dispute with our brothers.
亚伯拉罕跟罗德的仆人啊，他们的仆人相争。
So Abraham and also Abraham's Lot has arguments with Abraham's servants.
罗德的仆人跟亚伯拉罕的仆人相争。
So Abraham's servants and has argument and dispute with Lot's servants.
那亚伯拉罕这样讲。
So Abraham say this way.
你我不可以相争。
You and me, we should not have arguments.
因为我们是兄弟。
Because we are brothers.
中文说是骨肉，英文说我们是兄弟。
So the English is saying that we are brothers.
所以兄弟不要相争啊。
So brother should not be dispute and have arguments.
神问该隐一句话。
And God has asked
Cain
and a word.
他说你的兄弟在哪里呢？
So where's your brother?
Cain 说我岂是看守我兄弟的呢？
So am I brother's keepers?
其实神确实是要我们去看守我们的兄弟。
But in fact, God wants us to be our brother's keepers.
所以我们要对我们的自己的家人有情感，有情分。
So we should have a compassion to our families.
在以色列人有一个故事。
So in Israel, there's a story.
在劳粮禾场，就是大卫所买的那个禾场上面。
There is a place that where David was brought the land.
那里有一对兄弟啊。
There's a brother.
那哥哥呢结了婚，弟弟还没有结婚。
The older brother had married, but the younger brother did not marry yet.
他们两个都收了麦子，两个都有收成。
So they both has crops.
那哥哥就想弟弟还没有结婚呢，所以晚上就偷偷的把他的麦子多送一点。到弟弟的禾场上面。
So the older brother thought that the younger brother did not marry, so he gave at the night time he gave more crops, gathering to his younger brother.
那这个弟弟想说，哥哥娶了太太，需要更多的粮食，所以晚上也偷偷的拿一些粮食到哥哥的禾场。
So the younger brother thought that older brother had married, need more food and crops, so he has given to his older brother.
他们早上起来怎么觉得自己的东西都没有减少呢？
So in the morning, they have, woke up and found all the crops and food was not lessened.
有一天啊, 他们就继续送, 有一天晚上啊, 在路上相碰了。
There's one, they continue to give each other. There's this one night they have met each other.
啊, 他们两个就抱着哭啊。
So they have hugged each other and shed tears.
啊, 因为他们都爱, 啊, 他们的兄弟。
Because they both love each other.
一个弟兄他说他的兄弟对他实在是很好。
There's one brother say that his brother treat him very well.
啊, 每次要回台湾啊, 虽然他常常喜欢做国光号啊。 他的兄弟啊,常常会打听他的班次,然后去机场啊,去等他。
So every time he likes to take certain buses, so every time this brother will find out what the bus scheduled to wait for him.
这位兄弟啊,孩子要读大学啊,他的兄弟的孩子要读大学啊。 他跟他在商量, 还乐意资助啊, 他的兄弟的孩子啊, 读大学。
So this one brother that his children will need to go to college, so the other brother is willing to support also their children to go to college.
这位兄弟对他的兄弟实在是非常有情分。
So this brother really cares, had compassion to his brother.
这是约瑟的眼泪。
This is the tear of Joseph.
相信是装在神袋子里面蒙纪念的眼泪。
So I believe this is the tear that put into God's bottle to be remembered.
约瑟第二次的眼泪就是被犹大的爱心跟孝心感动。
The second tear that Joseph has shed is when he was moved by Judah's loving honor to his parents.
我们来看创世纪的44章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 44.
这边提到约瑟本来用计要把便雅悯留在自己的身边不让他回去。
So Joseph over here has used a trick and to allow Benjamin to stay, not for him to go back.
但是想不到他的兄弟跟着便雅悯一起回到约瑟的家。
So unexpectedly, Benjamin and his brothers went back to the home of Joseph.
那犹大就求约瑟不要把便雅悯当成仆人，因为他偷东西呀。
So Joseph has Judah had asked Joseph not to allow Benjamin to be a slave because he has stolen something.
44章的18节。
Chapter 44, verse 18.
犹大就挨近约瑟。
And Judah had come forward to Joseph.
然后请约瑟不要生气, 要跟约瑟讲几句话。
So let not thy anger, so he wanted to speak to him.
19节。
Verse 19.
他说呢, 约瑟你曾经啊, 吩咐我们说呢, 你们有没有弟兄呢? 那我们说有一个小朋友了, 跟我们在一起了。
Verse 19, my Lord asked his servant, saying, here you are a father or a brother.
那20节, 他说呢, 我的父亲已经年老了, 他 老年时所生的一个小孩子啊，他哥哥死了，他母亲撇下一个人，他的父亲疼爱他。
Verse 20 says that we have a father, an old man, and a child of his old age, a little one, and his brother is dead, and he alone is left for his mother.
那约瑟坚持要把这个人带过来。
So Joseph insisted to bring this person.
22节，这个他们就说对约瑟讲呢，这个孩子不能离开父亲的。
So verse 22 says, "We said unto my lord, I like cannot leave his father."
因为这个是父亲的宝贝啊，一离开父亲呢，父亲会死的。
So he should leave his father.
那是约瑟就说呢，你如果不带这个小兄弟来，你不可以见我的面呢。
His father will die, and Joseph told them that if you don't bring this little ones. That you cannot see me.
So 24节, 他们就跟父亲说了这个话。
So verse 24, they had said to the father.
那25节啊, 他们父亲在叫他们来涤粮的时候呢, 他们就说, 约瑟跟他们讲的, 要看小兄弟的话。
So verse 25, the father had come and gathered again, and so they had told what Joseph told them to his father.
27节记载, 他的父亲怎么样对犹大讲。
So verse 27 recorded how Judah told his father.
好, 雅各怎么样对犹大讲话?
Jacob spoken to Judah.
他说呢, 你们知道我的妻给我生两个儿子。Says,
you know that my wife bear me two sons.
28节。
Verse 28.
一个离开我出去了, 我说他必被撕裂了, 直到今天我还没有看到他。
And the one went out from me, and I say, surely he is torn in pieces, and I saw him not since.
29节
Verse 29.
现在你没有这个小的出去啊，你这样是让我这个白发苍苍、悲悲惨惨的下阴间，我会死的。
And if you take this also from me, and mischief before him, yet shall bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to thy grave.
30节
Verse 30.
犹大说，我父亲的命啊，跟这个孩子的命是相连的。
And then verse 30 said, Judah said, andthe father's and also the son and his life is all together.
31节
Verse 31.
他说雅各啊，如果没有看到这个孩子啊，一定会死的。
And then it says, if Jacob did not see his son, he will die.
这个就是啊，那个犹大他们呢，使他们的父亲呢，白发苍苍、悲悲惨惨的到坟墓里面去了。
So this is how Judah allowed his fathers and become white hair. Eventually, went to grave.
那33节
Verse 30.
因为犹大曾经跟爸爸作保啊，要保这个孩子回来。
33. And because Judah had promised his father that he will bring back the son.
所以33节他就求约瑟啊，让他留下来做奴仆。
So verse 33, he pleaded at Joseph that he can stay here, become a servant.
让他的哥哥，让这个便雅悯可以回家。
So this way, Benjamin can go back.
34节。
Verse 34.
如果便雅悯不跟我们一起回家，我怎么见我们的父亲呢？
So he said that if Benjamin did not come back with us, how can he see our father?
恐怕我们看到灾祸临到我父亲身上。
Then we shall see disaster and evil come upon our father.
这番话在约瑟听起来都是非常感动的话。
So all these phrases and words towards Joseph, he was greatly moved.
他头一次听到他的爸爸原来这么伤心的他离开。他离开爸爸，以为他爸爸以为他自己已经被野兽撕裂了。
So the first time he understood how his father is very sorrow when he was gone, and he thought he was torn by the lions.
头一次知道爸爸这么样的爱便雅悯，因为就如同爱他一样。
So the first time he understood how his father truly loved Benjamin, just like his father loved him.
头一次感受到这个哥哥竟然这么爱这个便雅悯，这么爱爸爸。
So this is the first time he understood that how the brother Judah loved his younger brother Benjamin so much and also loved his father.
这个犹大这么孝顺爸爸。
So the Judah is extremely honored to the parents.
自己也有孩子的，自己也有这个孙子的，我想。
He also has son and also grandson.
那如果他留下来当奴隶，谁要养他自己的家人呢？
So if he would put to stay as a servant, who will take care of the family?
所以犹大对爸爸尽孝，对弟弟有爱心。
So Judah has honor to the fathers. His father also treat and care for his younger brother.
这番话深深的触动了约瑟的心呢。
So all these words truly was moved to Joseph.
45章的第一节。
Chapter 45, verse 1.
请你读。
Verse 1. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him and cried, cause every man to go out from meat. And there stood no man with him, while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren.
第二节。
Verse 2. And he wept out loud, and the Egyptians and the house of the Pharaohs heard.
这个时候他大放声大哭。
So at this moment he wept out loud.
将近二十年那种心中的压抑，想要忘记又忘不了，那种孤单呢，借着哭声都把它发泄出来。
So all this 20 years sorrowness that cannot forgotten, and because this that he was wept out loud.
原来二十年来哥哥的改变是这么样的大。
So this 20 years the great change of his brother.Such a huge change.
圣经上讲，人为朋友舍命，人的爱没有比这个更大的。
The Bible says that a man that can sacrifice for his friend, and there's no such a great love like this.
了解哥哥这么有爱心，这么有孝心呢，约瑟就跟他们相认了。
So because he understood his brother such loving to his brothers and also honored the father, so then Joseph start to.Allow them to know him.
我相信约瑟这份眼泪也都记在神的瓶子里面。
So I believe all these tears that shed from Joseph, it's all remembered and put in God's bottle.
亲人相认是一场非常感人的一个场面。
Sibling acknowledge each other, indeed it's very loving and sorrowful.
小弟的叔叔从小就 被人家抓啊，就是寄养在别人的家里面。最小的叔叔。
My younger uncle was adopted by a family.
因为祖母没有钱可以养他。
Because my grandparents does not have money to take care of him.
我记得我叔叔啊，在读大学的时候。
So I remember my younger uncle when he was in college.
啊，他回到我们的家来啊，认这位从来没有见过的母亲。
So he came back home and to see the parents that he never seen before.
我还记得我那时候很小，我还记得那个场面。
So at the time I was very young, I still remember that scene.
我记得我祖母一直喊，马拉基啊，马拉基啊，我的小儿子啊，我的小儿子啊。
I still remember my grandparents and saying to him, my younger son, my younger son.
啊，我的叔叔啊，我那个小叔叔也是泪流满腮。
My younger uncle was full of tears and wept.
啊，那个小叔叔啊，几十年来那种不晓得自己的亲生妈妈。那一种心中的忧伤在那一次哭泣当中完全发泄出来。
So my younger uncle all these years that he did not know his parents, and at that moment he was shedding tears and wept for all his emotion has came out.
其实孝心跟爱心真的会感动神，也会感动人。
In fact, the honor parents.And also, King loving will truly move God.
啊，所以啊，神纪念啊犹大的爱心。
So God has remembered Judah's his loving care.
啊，所以神祝福他，让他的后代可以出君王。
So God has blessed him that his descendant will have becoming kings.
啊，圣经上讲，爱神守神诫命的啊，他的福气要传到千代。
The Bible said, "Whoever loves God and keeps His commandments." And that his descendant will become everlasting.
他的子孙，他的福气要传到千代。
His blessing will be given to his descendants.
所以我们看到约瑟也被犹大感动了。
So we can see that Joseph was also moved by Judah.
我们再看到约瑟第三次哭啊，是跟父亲相会的时候。
The third time Joseph shed tear is when he meet with his father.
我们看四十六章的二十八节。
Let's look at chapter 46.
四十六章二十八节。
Verse 28.
四十六章二十八节。
Genesis chapter 46, verse 28.
请读。
Verse 28. And he sent Judas before him unto Joseph to direct his face unto Goshen, and they came into the land of Goshen.Verse 29, and Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to meet Israel, his father, to Goshen and presented himself unto him, and he fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while.
30.
Verse 30, and Israel said unto Joseph, Now let me die, since I have seen thy face, because thou art yet alive.
这是另外一场非常感人的场面。
This is another very emotional scene.
我们看到这里约瑟的眼睛跟雅各的眼中都充满了泪水。
So we can see that over here, Joseph and also Jacob's eyes was full of tears.
约瑟伏在父亲的颈项上哭了许久。
And Joseph was before his father, Jacob, and he had wept tears.
当约瑟跟哥哥相认之后。
So when Joseph and had meet with his brother,
他说要把爸爸接到这个埃及地来养老。
That he said he wanted to bring back his father back to Egypt for the rest of his life.
所以他的哥哥们很高兴的带着埃及的车辆要去迎接雅各回来。
So the brother was very happy and joyed to bring the chariot to bring Jacob back to Egypt.
他们回到家就跟雅各讲说，你的儿子约瑟还在。
So when they went back home, they told Jacob that your son Joseph is still alive.
这是记载在四十五章的二十六节。
This is recorded in chapter 45.
跟他们讲说，这个约瑟在埃及做宰相。
So it said Joseph was become a governor in Egypt.
但是圣经上讲，雅各心里冰凉，因为不相信他们。
But the Bible said Jacob was cold-hearted, did not believe them.
有一个妈妈她这样讲。
There's one mother say this way.
她到坟墓跟她儿子这样讲，对他死去的儿子这样讲。
He went to a graveyard and to told his passed away son.
跟他讲说，自从你走后，妈妈就不再有眼泪了。
So after you pass away, me, the mother, shed no more tear.
我想这个跟雅各的心情是一样的。
So I think this is also the same type of feelings as Jacob.
在约瑟走了之后，雅各心中常常是冰凉的。
After Joseph have left and gone, Jacob, his heart is often cold.
但是抬头一看，哇，真的有埃及的这个车辆来迎接他，从来没有看过这么美的车。
So he lifted his head and see truly there's a beautiful chariot come in and take him.
28节他说罢了罢了。
Verse 28 he says, and
我的儿子约瑟还在啊。
My son Joseph is still alive.
我要在没有死以前呢，要去见他一面。
So before I die, I want to see him again.
这是多么伟大的一个父亲的心。
This is such a great heart of a father.
当他跟约瑟见面之后，约瑟伏在他的颈项上哭了很久。
So when he had met Joseph, Joseph came before him, and he was greatly weeping.
三十节，约瑟对雅各对约瑟这样讲。
In verse 30, that Jacob has spoken, say to Joseph.
他说呢，我现在已经知道得见你的面了，我死了也是很甘心的了。
Says now let me die since I have seen thy faith.
这个就是父母亲的心哦。
This is the heart of the parents.
到底约瑟的眼泪流那个眼泪，在当时他心中的感受是什么呢
？So what is the feeling of Joseph when he was shedding tear at the time？
我在想，常常跟我们弟兄姐妹得到圣灵的感受是一样的。
I think that this is the same feelings when the brother sister receive the Holy Spirit。
我们很多人得圣灵的时候，像小弟得圣灵的时候，就是这样的感觉。
Many people receive Holy Spirit just like myself. It's the same type of feelings。
我就觉得很久没有看到爸爸了。
And I feel that there's a long time I haven't seen my father.
很想念爸爸。
I really miss my father.
然后被爸爸抱住了。
And my father embraced me.
那是一种非常安慰、非常喜乐，而且喜乐到哭泣的一种情景。
This is very comforted and also joy till shed tear.
所以我记得我得到圣灵的时候掉了很多的眼泪。
I remember when I received the Holy Spirit.I shed many tears.
我觉得神是那么样的爱我。
I know that God loved me so much.
我在神的怀里面是何等的安全。
I was embraced in the arms of God that I felt very safe.
我们在这个眼泪的场景当中也看到一个父亲的爱。
So we see the scenes of this weeping that we can also see the love of the Father.
有一个弟兄他这样讲。
There's a brother say this way.
他很不了解为什么妈妈有那么多的眼泪。
He did not understand why is it the mother shed many tears.
他出国的时候，妈妈的泪水没有停一直的掉。
So after he went to another country, that his mother continued to shed tears.
回家的第一件事情，看到妈妈的泪水眼睛上也装满了泪水，就是到国外一段时间回去看家人也看到妈妈眼里的泪水。
After a period of time that he went back home, that he again seed the tear of the mother.
妈妈跟他讲，他在做见证，谈到自己的孩子，他眼睛就充满了泪水。
The mother told him that when she was testifying, and that when she was testifying, that she also shed four tears.
要见证的时候，谈到他儿子的时候，出国这个儿子的时候。
When she was testifying about his son that go abroad to study, and she also wept.
那时候那个孩子一直想为什么妈妈的眼睛像水龙头一开这个泪水就关不住了。
So the son thought that why is the mother's tear just like a frother and open cannot close.
看到约瑟的故事之后。
After he has, we understand about the story of Joseph.
才知道妈妈的泪水每一滴都是代表着爱。
So we understand that every tears of the mother,represent loved.
约瑟第四次掉眼泪，也是相信是被神珍惜的眼泪。
So Joseph, the fourth time is shedding tears. This is the tear also remembered by God.
我们看创世纪五十章第一节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 50, verse 1.
他父亲过世了。
The father has passed away.
五十章第一节。
50, verse 1. Genesis chapter 50, verse 1. And Joseph fell onto his father's face and wept unto him and kissed him.
第二节
Verse 2 And Joseph commanded his servant the physicians to embalm his father, and the physician embalmed Israel.
约瑟雅各死了。
So Jacob had passed away.
约瑟伏在他这个死去的父亲的脸的上面。
The Joseph fell onto his father's face and wept.
并且跟他亲嘴。
And upon him, and he kissed him.
我们看到这个约瑟他是何等的孝顺。
So we can understand that the Joseph is.Very honored to his father.
死去的父亲，他敢跟他亲嘴。
So the passed away, the father has had died, that he was there to kiss his father.
因为他实在是心中很舍不得。
Because he was in his heart still remember his father.
今天有些文化，有些种族他们也会彼此亲嘴。
Today, some cultures and different country, they also kiss each other.
我到夏威夷去的时候
，When I went to Hawaii.
看到一个妈妈跟女儿亲嘴。
I saw a mother kiss a daughter.
他们是嘴唇闭得很紧。
So they closed their lip.
然后呢，女儿的嘴唇也闭得很紧。
The daughter's lip also closed.
然后他们两个就嘴唇碰嘴唇。
So their lips and touch each other's lip.
我看了实在是很感动。
At the time, I thought it was very moving.
我觉得这对母女他们的感情竟然是何等的亲密。
So I was very touched. I thought this mother and daughter has a very intimate relationship.
我相信雅各的对爸爸的爱就是这样子。
I also believe that Joseph's love towards his father Jacob.
约瑟对爸爸的爱就是这样子哈。这个约瑟真的是很有福气啊。
The love is like this. I felt that Joseph is such a has many great blessings.
因为他在爸爸年老的时候有机会养爸爸的老。
So when his father is older age, he has opportunity chance to take care of his father.
多少人也很爱他的父母亲。
There's many people love their parents.
但是因为我们是流浪的人。
But because we're foreigner.
所以常常我们没有办法待在父母亲身边来养他们的老。
But we cannot be around our parents to take care of our parents.
约瑟对爸爸是很尽孝的。
So Joseph was very honored to his father.
在爸爸年老的时候，特别给他请一个家庭医生。
So when older age, that Joseph have a physician for his father.
在爸爸丧礼的时候，给他最隆重的丧礼，让埃及人为他哀哭七十天。
So when the funeral, that he had a great funeral for his father, so that the people in Egypt had cried for 70 days.
如果是法老死了。
But if a pharaoh had died,
全国也只不过是哭泣七十二天而已。
So the whole country might cry about 72 days.
但是约瑟他的爸爸死了，他为爸爸举行一个非常隆重的丧礼。
But Joseph's father had died, that he had held a great funeral for his father.
小弟觉得，如果我们的双亲在临终的时候，我们可以在身边是何等福气的事情。
So I felt that such a blessing that if our parents have passed away, that when we were there, it is such a blessing.
在这个时代当父母亲要走的时候，多少人不能在父母亲的身边。
So in this world, that many people cannot be around their parents when they pass away.
我们的父母亲从小殷殷勤勤的把我们养大。
So our parents, ever since we were young, they're taking care of us.
如果在他临终走之前，他有意识，能够看到所有的儿女都围在身旁，他应该是何等的安慰。
So before they die, they have the conscience see their all their children around them. This is such a comfort to them.
我们看到约瑟他这个孝顺的眼泪也一定是被神装在他的皮带里面。
So we can see that Joseph's tears, such an honor of parents.That this tear will indeed put this tear in the bottle of God.
我们再看约瑟最后一次哭
So let's see the last tear weep of Joseph.
我们看五十章的十七节到二十一节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 50.
五十章的十七节到二十一节。
17 to verse 21.
这个时候爸爸死了，那哥哥就开始害怕了。
So at this time that Jacob, the father, had passed away, and the brothers start to be afraid.
因为他们以为约瑟对哥哥好是因看爸爸的面子。
They thought that Joseph was treat him well is because the Jacob and the father.
但是所以他们派人对约瑟这样讲。
So they had sent people to let Joseph know.
十七节。
Verse 17. So shall ye say unto Joseph, Forgive, I pray thee now, the trespass of thy brethren and their sins, for they did not unto thee evil, and now we pray thee, forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of thy father. And Joseph wept when they spoke unto him.
他们来求约瑟说请你们真的饶恕我们以前的过错了。
So they came before Joseph to forgive all the sin they had done before.
如今我们可以做你的仆人。
As now that we can become your servant.
求你饶恕你父亲神之仆人的过患求他们饶恕过患而已了。
So asking to forgive their trespass.
约瑟听到这句话就哭了。
When Joseph heard this, he wept.
因为突然想起其实过去他这一段生命的痛苦都是主一生的安排。
So he had remembered all the suffering, the tribulation that he had before. This is the arrangement of God.
18节。
Verse 18.
请读。
Verse 18. And his brethren also went unto fell down before his face, and they say, Behold, we be thy servant.
我们可以看到哥哥们心中真的很害怕。
So we can see the brethren's, their heart is afraid.
19节。
Verse 19. And Joseph say unto them, Fear not, for am I in the place of God?
他哭了。
He wept.
他知道其实过去这段痛苦的岁月都是出于神的恩典。
So he understood all the suffering before and tribulation before that this is come from the grace of God.
原来他到这里来真的不是被他们卖的。
So in fact, he came to Egypt is not because they sold him.
是被神差来的。
He was arranged and sent by God.
因为在第四代前呢，神已经跟亚伯拉罕这样讲。
So in the fourth generation, God told Abraham,
说你的后代第四代的子孙呢，要到埃及去啊。
So your descendant, the fourth generation, will be.Enslaved in Egypt.
所以原来神是万物的一个统治者。
So God is the creator and also the creator of all and in control of all.
也是我们人生旅程当中的带领者。
He is also a leader in of our journey of life.
所以我们是他手中里面所下的一支棋。
So we are a checkers in his hand.
我们的岁数，我们的疆界，神都帮我们定好了。
Our life and the way we live, it's all predestined.
所以二十节约瑟这样讲。
In verse 20, Joseph said this way.
从前你们的意思是要害我。
But before that, your evil against me.
但是神的意思原是好的。
But God meant unto good.
因为他要保存许多人的性命，成就今天的光景。
So it's to bring to pass as it is the state to save much people alive.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天很多人真的，他们想起神过去的恩典。怎么样带领他们的时候，他们心中也充满，眼中也充满了泪水。
So, brother, sister, many brothers and sisters, I remember the grace of God, how God lead them and guide them in their life. They also wept and shed tears in their eyes.
没有错，我们过去的生命也充满了困苦。
Indeed, our life is full of suffering.
我们常常觉得自己好像被人家卖了一样。
We often thought that we are betrayed and sold by somebody.
但是当我们走到路的尽头
，But when we come to the end of the road,
我们回头一看
，When we turn back,
原来神的旨意是好的
，And we can understand this is a great will of God.
神要成就更多美好的事情
，And God will accomplish and fulfill His great will.
所以约瑟掉了感恩的眼泪。
At this moment, Joseph has shed and wept thanksgiving appreciation tear.
有个弟兄在他小孩子上学校的时候
，There's a brother that his son his children about to go to school.
他牵着儿子去等学校的公车。
He held his children's hand to wait on the bus.
在牵着他的小手之后突然觉得哇，这个孩子这么快就要上学了。
To hold his children's little hand.He felt that this is such a great fast moment that his children now is going to school.
他回想在这个孩子的成长过程当中，充满了神的恩惠。
He think back all this, the age and his children grown up is full of God's grace.
他的眼中也充满了泪水。
At this moment that he wept.
相信我们都是神的儿女。
So we believe that we are children of God.
当我们面对人生很多问题的时候，
When we face many problems, tribulation in this life,
我们也许都有眼泪。
And we also shed tear.
我们可能因为亲情而掉眼泪。
We might shed tear and weep, because our sibling.
我们可能因为被感动而掉眼泪。
We might be moved and touched. This is why we shed tear.
我们可能因为跟父母相见而掉眼泪。
Perhaps we shed tear because we have met our parents.
我们可能因为我们家人过世而掉眼泪。
Perhaps we shed tear because our family has passed away.
我们有可能因为感念神的恩典真的很多而掉眼泪。
Perhaps we shed tear because that we was moved and appreciate all the God's blessings.
但是我们是神的儿女。
Because we are children of God.
神会珍藏我们一滴每一滴眼泪。
God will remember all the tears and put in His bottle.
一小虽然有哭泣，一个晚上虽然有哭泣。
One night we might weep.
但是我相信早晨一定有欢呼。
But I believe in the morning there's a joy.
所以愿主珍藏你的眼泪。
May God remember all the tears that you shed.
再唱诗。
Let's sing.
400首。
400.